Why are you running for the Michigan House of Representatives?
Really, I'm running out of a sense of duty. After watching what's transpired over the last, well, it's almost 3 years now with COVID and its effects on our children, entrepreneurs, our healthcare system, you name it, I really feel that more than anything, life experience, critical thinking, steadfast leadership is paramount in this election.
And how long have you wanted to run for office?
Running is something that's always intrigued me. I made a post back, I want to say January-ish, and it got a lot of positive feedback. I hadn't really thought seriously back then about it, but as time went on and as conversations with my family, my daughter continued, we decided to go for this. So probably, if I had to put numerics on it, probably about 2 months.
Okay.
So
why should voters vote for you and not your opponents?
I feel that I have hands down the most experience to bring to the table for this office. Successfully turning around two previous businesses, one in Milwaukee and one up in Cedar River with the gas station that was closed when we bought it. We operated that for 10 years. Volunteer firefighter on our local fire department in Cedarville. I've been volunteering with Mid-County 114 Rescue Squad as a first responder in Cedarville for, I want to say since probably 2009, 10, right around in there.
Oh, wow.
Serve on the Elder Delta Board of Directors. That's a distribution electrical cooperative that serves over 10,000 customers in the UP. I've been on that since 2014. 2018, I was elected county commissioner for Ingleston, Cedarville, and Stevenson Townships, District 6. I think we've done a lot of good work on the county board in the 4 years that I've been on there. And after I sold my business in Cedar River, I went back to school, became a paramedic, and I currently serve as an active paramedic at Bay Area Medical Center, which I'm sure you hear our sirens go by every once in a while.
Yep.
So just to recoup, I think I've got the most experience to bring to the table. What's the old adage? I master of none. You know, yeah. I'm competent and confident in almost any area. I know a little bit about a lot.
Yeah. That's good to have that knowledge, yes. Though, you know.
And I checked here, you know, it's one that I just got into, but I'm also I'm also a substitute teacher for Stevenson Area Public School.
Oh, my goodness.
So I try to keep it on the high school side, but I do K-12 substitute teaching when time allows.
Wow. So. You're a busy guy.
Yeah.
When do you sleep?
Yeah. I stay busy. But that being said, this if elected, all of that, the vast majority of it, is going to get pushed to the side so I can concentrate 100% on this office.
Right. Okay. What are your highest priorities for Michigan and the nation?
Really to get government out of our lives. And when I say that, just over the last 3 years and the last 20 years as an owner-operator of a business, the government, whether it be federal or state governments, they micromanage every aspect of our lives, and it was never that way. To be a small business owner now it's difficult. It's one of the things that really made me sell, just how onerous the government was and their requirements. I'm really running to get government out of our lives and to return the power back to the locals, local governments.
So last question, or actually, I might have another one for you. Assuming your victory, what single issue would you prioritize in the coming term?
I think we just talked about it.
Okay.
My sole purpose is going to be not to just slow government growth, but actually reverse it. I want the waste, the bureaucratic redundancy, the inefficient programs, departments, bureaucracies that stifle the entrepreneurial spirit in the nation. I believe in capitalism. It's the foundation of America. It's what gave me the opportunity to chart my own course, be my own boss. The American Dream gave me the right to self-determination. And I've watched over 20 years as more and more government intrusion has just sucked the life spirit out of the American entrepreneur. And I know because I'm one of them.
So I have one question that I ask everybody that I don't put on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, what would you like to tell our listeners about you running or just about your candidacy in general?
I'm a private sector guy. I don't make promises that I can't keep. I don't talk about subjects or make promises on subjects that I don't have a knowledge of. You'll always get a straight answer from me. You may not like it, but you'll always get a straight answer. You'll also always get a reply. I'm running on my experience. I'm running because I feel that I have what it takes for this position in this time. And I can't say enough with emphasis in this time, because we're in what I feel is a really a point in history as far as America's concerned.